This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Steve Moore, the celebrated economist, Committee to Unleash Prosperity, founder of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, works with FreedomWorks. Going to talk about the economy with him. We're going to continue our discussion of the economy with Bill Dunkelberg from the NFIB Research Center. When we had our chat with Tom Sullivan on Tuesday from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, we were talking about small business, and someone was kind enough to hit me to the latest NFIB Small Business Optimism Survey. So we're going to be joined by Bill to talk about that. And then in the 11 a.m. hour, you're going to want to stay tuned because we have Cam Edwards, my old friend Cam Edwards from NRA TV, now the editor of Bearing Arms, going to talk about this gun control framework. And I got some clips. I got some clips to play. I was going to open up by talking about this letter that Joe Biden sent to the oil companies. We'll get to that in a second. But, you know, as I mentioned, I think it was on Tuesday, I get emails all the time from people who are pitching guests to me. You know, I'm on a list because of my radio work at the other station, and obviously I still have my hand in, so people keep me on the list. And so I just get pitches all throughout the day. What do I mean by that? And weirdly enough, I spent 3 months working as a radio booker. I was this is more than 20 years ago, almost 25 years ago, where, you know, you have folks, you hire somebody, and they will literally just contact every radio show in the country. And the best of these folks, they have very targeted lists, so they know who they're dealing with. So, you know, you're not going to, well, you're not going to email a conservative talk show host about a survey about American attitudes towards climate change, which the host can then turn around and say, oh, well, clearly it's working that people are being brainwashed about this. You know, I knew when I was working as a booker that I had a list of conservative hosts that I would get in contact with. I was working on fun stuff, actually. In retrospect, I was working on the national sales tax issue and promoting those guys, and then promoting folks who were very much involved in the health savings account issue. Anyway, I digress. I got this morning. And, you know, again, this is one of these pitches clearly the person does not know, you know, they're just sending it out to everybody. They're trying to throw as much up against the wall and see if anything sticks. And the title of the email that I got is Do the Work, Interview July 20 and 21. And it starts off innocently enough. Parents and kids alike love the Brain Quest series of books. You know, Brain Quest. Brain Quest was a series of brain teasers. It was to help kids sort of learn and grow and help their brains learn and grow. My brothers did that. Clearly, I did not. They go on. In the Do the Work, there is now a grown-up, I'm sorry, in Do the Work, there is now a grown-up version that tackles the subject of race, part workbook, and part exploration of, wait for it, systemic racism. Do the Work helps your listeners who want to learn more about racism to become better citizens of their communities and to help others who struggle with understanding racism. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But it's a workbook. It's a workbook on race. Now, you would expect, right, that you would have some PhD author, a sociologist, an economist, a historian, you know, someone working on this. No. Emmy Award-winning socio-political comedian W. Kamau Bell and New York Times best-selling author Kate Schatz are available for interviews. And the reason why I read this to you is because, you know, obviously, right, tease it up here. Born from the racial and civil rights reckoning that transpired in the aftermath of the murders of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and countless other black and brown people, comes Do the Work, an anti-racist activity book. You know, the parent or the relative who gets a kid this book, I mean, listen, unless it's the, you know, the same kind of parents who bring their kids to, you know, drag shows outside that turn into sex shows, some kid is going to look at this and go, what in the world are you giving me? Here are the suggested questions. I love this. I love when the pitchers, the people who are pitching these guests give me questions. And this will show you. Now remember, this is geared towards kids, the book. And you can see that this is clearly, obviously, if we didn't know that it had a particular political bent, here's where we go. I love this. How can we put intersectionality into action? These are questions for the authors, by the way. How can we put intersectionality into action, especially in a time when Roe v. Wade is in jeopardy? I mean, if you could choose a slogan that best summarizes your book, what would it be? Profanity permitted. This book is incredibly tactile and extraordinarily designed. How involved were you in the design process? People, particularly white people, are afraid of being anti-racist or engaging in anti-racist work because they're afraid of messing up and being called racist. Oh, good Lord. As you call out in the book, being called racist does not compare to experiencing racism. And the fear of messing up should never stop us from doing the work. You know, this is 2020. No, it's 2022. It's not 2020. The idea that we should not live without the fear that someone is going to take something we say offhandedly and a mistake and turn it into something massive and destroy our lives over it is an insane way of avoiding the realities of today. Oh, my good Lord. And it goes on from there. Listen, I don't want to talk about it. This is sort of what got me spun up this morning before I came on the air. What I do want to talk about, however, is this crazy, crazy, crazy letter that Joe Biden sent to the oil companies yesterday. You know, here we are now, right? The number one issue on people's minds is inflation. We've talked about it at length this week. We've talked about gas issues. We've had on experts to talk about it. We're going to have more experts on to talk about it. And we all know, I'm going to get into the specifics of what the Biden administration can be doing. We've pierced through the myths. Well, I guess Joe Biden has finally gotten the message, right? He's no longer carping about people being able to see gas prices everywhere. If you missed this, guys, the president literally said this. Right, the president was literally lamenting the idea that people, instead of listening to the garbage that the White House is spewing on gas prices, he's upset that people were actually looking at gas prices as they drive around town. And so what he did yesterday was sent a letter to major oil companies, essentially telling them or asking them, imploring them to I guess, drill more, to produce more, but also because he doesn't want them to make outsized profits, whatever that means, on oil and gas. And so essentially he's imploring them, which is essentially, right, it's essentially like, it is the functional equivalent of, and many of you remember this, of when Jimmy Carter got on TV and he implored Americans to no longer, implored Americans to get over their malaise, the malaise that was facing the country. Like, he didn't want to. He was incapable of grappling with the problems. Joe Biden is incapable of grappling with the problems here. Though I think maybe he is starting to suggest that he is going to do more. By the way, you can join the conversation. I should have said this at the top of the hour. 1-800-922-6680. That's how you call us here. You can also message the show or message me while I'm on the air with the show, facebook.com/Andrew Langer Show. Got a nice message from listener Fran this morning. Can't wait to hear you today. Thank you very much for that, Fran. But let's go here. So yesterday, let's start with what Corinne Jean-Pierre was saying yesterday at the press briefing. Here is how she. Let's play cut number one, TR1.
We are calling on them to do the right thing, to be patriots here, and not to use the war as an excuse or as a reason to not put out a production, not do the capacity that is needed out there, so that the prices can come down.
Yeah. Okay. So essentially, right? They're not doing enough. Now, here's what we know. We know that they are pumping oil as fast as they can, as much oil as they can. But we are a billion barrels lower than we were a year ago. We know that we are at 90% refining capacity. We've talked about this, and it's very difficult to get the other 10% online. We have a limited capacity here. And then, of course, she repeats the lie. Corinne Jean-Pierre repeats the lie that this is all because of the war. Now, certainly, the Russian invasion of Ukraine has contributed to the increase in oil prices. But let's remember, and I want to be really clear about this, and I know a lot of you are going to disagree with me here, but I am someone who believes the U.S. should be supporting the Ukrainian position. The Russians are wrong in what they've done. Our response has to be resolute. I've consistently said over the last 10 years that we have to take a much, much stronger tack vis-a-vis the Russians. But at the same time, you have the Biden administration speaking out of both sides of its mouth. Shocker. So they claim that they want to take a tight stance, a strong stance against Russia. And what have they done? They have covertly, I'm not going to say secretly, quietly is the best way to put it. They have quietly relaxed rules regarding the importation of Russian-sourced fertilizer. Because they know most folks are not going to pay attention to this. So clearly, they understand this. Oh, and by the way, the run-up in oil prices worldwide as a result of all this is funding. I mean, here's the thing to understand. You want to end the war? You want to stop Russia from invading Ukraine? You want to see something? I mean, obviously, there's the military action to this. But Russia was unable to engage in this kind of behavior. They were unable to massively fund their military as they can do now because of the high oil prices. When oil demand was, well, it was at the same price or at the same level, but supply was massive. The United States had literally flooded the market with oil that we had sourced here at home. Oil, right? Pre-refined oil. Because remember, there are two things that are going on, and understanding that the way the market works is they're looking down the road. So if it's very clear that demand is going to be high and American drilling is going to be offline because of a whole host of policies of this administration, then gas prices are going to remain high, regardless of refining capacity. That plays into it. It's complicated. I understand this. But it starts with the amount of oil that we're drilling and the access to that oil for a whole host of products and industries. The point is, if I lost the narrative as we were going along here, is that one of the surest ways to stop Russia's advance in Ukraine is by making sure that their oil industry is not reaping massive profits because of the constraints on supply in the marketplace. When oil is high, Russian oil barons and the Russian government wins. It's just that simple. Listen, it's the same thing with our Middle East policy. It's why we were able to flex so much muscle in the Middle East throughout the Trump administration. Corinne Jean-Pierre went on to at least claim that they're willing to, using all tools. Here's what she had to say.
In the letter, the president said that he's prepared to use all reasonable and appropriate federal government tools and emergency authorities to increase refining capacity. What are those tools exactly that he has?
So, look, he's open to all reasonable uses of federal government tools to increase output and lower cost at the pump, including emergency authorities like the Defense Production Act.
See, and that's a lie as well. He's not open to using. Well, I mean, she had the caveat. She said reasonable. And, of course, reasonable for what we all believe, all of us who are listening, including the people who generally disagree with me, I think we're all in agreement on this, what we would consider reasonable, reducing restrictions on drilling, making it easier for people to drill, getting rid of the proposals on ESG, the environmental regulatory framework that is going to reduce lending to the companies that are exploring. Again, I know this is complicated. Opening up pipelines, getting rid of the environmental justice nonsense that prevents people from building refineries. When we come back, we're going to hear a response, Vice President Pence's former chief.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in.
Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday.
Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life of balance. Vestibular.org. That's vestibular.org. Or call 800-837-8428.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it. Twice a day.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it. Check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it. Check it and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at ManageYourBT.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
We are back. I'm Andrew Langer in for Derek Hunter. Love this. Little bit of Paul McCartney. And how many of you, guys go see Paul McCartney at Camden Yards on Sunday? Drop me a message. Let me know how the concert was. I would have liked to have been there. We're talking about oil, but and the economy generally, and we're going to be joined by Steve Moore in less than 10 minutes. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Chris in Severna Park. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. So what's going on?
Well, sir, I just I heard a podcast about the Sin plants. There are
Hey, Chris. Yeah, Chris, we're gonna have to let you go because your phone's kind of breaking up. If you can get somewhere where it's a little better, call back in the next hour. The top of the next hour, we'll chat with you about this. So thanks for the call. This is the other part of this, and I think Chris was calling in about food shortages. And it's true. I was at the supermarket yesterday, again, like we were back in the neck deep in the pandemic. And as I was paying, I looked over towards the shelves that have oatmeal. It's weird. It's either where the oatmeal was or where the honey and maple syrups were. And the shelves were near empty. It was very strange in that way. Listen, before we go to the break, we'll play the beginning of this. So you got the president's team talking about they're willing to do anything and they want oil companies to be patriots, which is just such a garbage position because the blame is on them. We're gonna play cut six here, TR six here, Gary. Here is a supercut of Joe Biden talking about what he wanted to do. Candidate Joe Biden talking about what he wanted to do when he became president regarding oil.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period.
I guarantee you. We're going to end fossil fuel.
What about, say, stopping fracking and stopping pipeline infrastructure?
We can stop it there.
Fracking.
The man is delivering on what he promised. What we're seeing is the end result of Joe Biden doing exactly what he said he was going to do during the campaign. He cannot run away from this. When you tell people you're going to stop drilling, you're going to stop fracking, you're going to stop fossil fuel use, and you take steps to do that, you cannot be surprised when the price jumps up and you're in a mess here. You know, we talk about patriotism. The patriotic thing would be to rescind those things that you've done. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Steve Moore. I am Andrew Langer, in for Derek Hunter. And, of course, this is the Derek Hunter Show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As much of the country deals with the heat, parts of Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio will see temperatures up to 110 degrees on Thursday. The heat is projected to shift back westward and send temperatures soaring into the triple digits again from the plains to the Midwest to central states over the weekend and into next week. With inflation burning holes in America's wallet, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on Wednesday raised the rate at which banks get their money 0.75 percentage point.
The economy and the country have been through a lot over the past 2.5 years and have proved resilient. It is essential that we bring inflation down if we are to have a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
The French president, German chancellor, and Italian prime minister arrived in Kyiv, Ukraine Thursday in a show of solidarity against Russia's invasion. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cosmetics maker Revlon has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection after struggling to compete with online-focused brands. On Wednesday, the beauty maker, owned by billionaire Ron Perlman, listed assets and liabilities between $1 billion and $10 billion. That's according to a filing with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York. The Federal Reserve raised its key interest rate by 0.75 percentage point Wednesday, the largest such rate increase since 1994. Chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, speaks after the rate increase Wednesday.
From the perspective of today, either a 50 basis point or a 75 basis point increase seems most likely at our next meeting. We will, however, make our decisions meeting by meeting, and we'll continue to communicate our thinking as clearly as we can. But our objective really is to bring inflation down to 2% while the labor market remains strong. I think that what's becoming more clear is that many factors that we don't control are going to play a very significant role in deciding whether that's possible or not. And there I'm thinking, of course, of commodity prices, the war in Ukraine, supply chain, things like that, where we really can't, the monetary policy stance doesn't affect those things.
Game two of the Stanley Cup Finals is Saturday evening. Colorado leads Tampa Bay 1-0. USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
And vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
.org.
I am Andrew Langer in for Derek Hunter on the Derek Hunter Show. Got this. Mark and I had the same thought because I said it before he wrote it to me, or I said it before I read what he'd written to me. Mark wrote, how about Biden be patriotic by undoing the fossil fuel limitations executive orders he signed on his inauguration day? Well, you know something? That's pretty much what I said. I'm gonna ask this of our guest. His name is Steve Moore. He's one of the founders of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. If you're not getting his daily newsletter, You should be. He also does a lot of work with our friends at FreedomWorks. I mean, Steve, so you got Corinne Jean-Pierre appealing to oil companies' sense of patriotism. This after Joe Biden started delivering on his promises to end use of fossil fuels. Wouldn't it be more patriotic to undo these executive orders? What say you, Steve?
Yeah, well, very well put. I mean, look, this is a president who declared war on the American oil and gas companies. Remember that famous debate that he had against Trump? When he said, yeah, I want to destroy the oil and gas industry because it puts it. And then he came in, and people forget that his first act of Congress was to kill the Keystone XL pipeline, which is, you know, if you want low gas prices, you need a way to transport it from the wells to get it to your car, and we use pipelines for that, and he killed that because he is controlled by these radical climate change fanatics. And so he's also taken millions of acres of prime oil and gas lands off of production. So now, I mean, how incredibly humiliating is this for America that the president in a few weeks is going to go over to Saudi Arabia and beg them to increase their oil output when we could be producing the oil and gas in places like Texas and Alaska and North Dakota and Oklahoma and Pennsylvania. It makes no sense. The president's talking out of both sides of his mouth on this. When, on the one hand, he says he wants to destroy the industry. On the other hand, he says he wants a low gas prices.
Steve, let me ask you this, because I made this case in the first segment of the show today, talking about sort of how this plays into the world stage, the foreign relations, the international relations aspects of this. And I made the point that if you wanted to keep Russia out of Ukraine, right, that Russia did not have the money to fight this fight in Ukraine when oil prices were...
That's right.
Where we were literally almost giving away oil. Oil prices were so low. And the same thing with Saudi Arabia. We were able to flex incredible muscle in terms of Mideast policy, especially policy vis-a-vis Israel, when oil prices were down. I mean, in one fell swoop, they have undone this and given us zero leverage on the world stage. Talk a little bit about the global market and how this all plays into it.
Well, look, as you know, I mean, I was one of the senior economic advisors for Trump, met with him many times in the Oval Office, and I advised him on two issues. I advised him on energy policy, and I advised him on tax policy. Boy, did he get the tax policy right. We got that incredible tax cut through that really caused a boom in the economy and huge increases in wages and salaries for the middle class. But then part of the agenda, I mean, people need to understand this. And Trump, when I used to say to the president, we could get to energy independence, he used to wag his finger at me and say, Steve, I don't want energy independence. I want energy dominance for America. Mm. And we had become the energy, and it was really amazing because it was the first time in our lifetime, unless you're over the age of 90, which I don't think you are, that we were energy independent, that we're actually producing more oil and gas than we were. Remember, in the 70s and 80s, we were importing all this oil and gas from the OPEC countries, and the OPEC countries were a cartel. You know, they had control of the market, and so they could put a blade at the neck of the American economy, and they did that throughout the 70s and early 80s. And then we broke the back of OPEC under Trump. You know, the Saudis didn't control the energy industry. We did. And it was a beautiful picture. Biden comes in, starts canceling all this stuff. No, we don't want to produce American oil, blah, 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 blah. And now we're in a situation where we've empowered Putin. You're exactly right. We've empowered the Iranians. We've put money into the hands of the Middle Eastern oil sheiks. And China, by the way, has benefited from all this as well. So we've only played into the hands of our enemies. And so back when Trump left office, the price of oil globally, because it's a global market, was $60 a barrel. Today, it's about $110 a barrel. So it's almost doubled in 15 months. No wonder you're paying $5.50 a gallon for gas. It was $2.49. Did you know that? It was $2.49 when Trump left office. $2.49.
I was aware of this. I was telling my listeners, you know, when I'm on I-95, one of the places that I would stop traditionally is exit 104 in Virginia because it tends to have the cheapest gas. I was making a trip during the pandemic from Virginia into Maryland, and at that time during the pandemic, and of course we understand the pandemic was different, a gas price was $1.39 a gallon, $1.40 a gallon. And so here we are, and it's just astounding. Let me ask you this, Steve, because I know you guys are tracking this, both the folks at FreedomWorks and your colleagues at the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. We had a conversation on Tuesday with Tom Sullivan from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he was talking about this ESG rulemaking, and I know you and I are tracking with this. Talk about these SEC rules. Talk about what this means in terms of exploration for oil and access to capital to explore for oil.
Yeah, so as part of the left's war on American oil and gas, and coal, by the way, and by the way, this country was built on American oil and gas and coal. People understand, because, you know, the media never reports this. We get, you know what percentage of our energy today comes from fossil fuels, oil, gas, and coal?
It's got to be above 90%, right?
No, it's about 72%.
72, okay.
Because remember, we have nuclear, we have hydropower.
Of course.
We get a very little bit. By the way, here's another one I don't want to forget. You know what percentage of our energy today comes from wind and solar power?
No, I don't want to know. I don't even want to hazard a guess.
About 6 or maybe... 6.5%.
Okay, this is what I was getting at, right? Because
I just wanted to put that in perspective. Because I wanted to just follow this point for a minute. Can you imagine the idea that we're going to go from 6% wind and solar power to 100%?
Yes. It's funny because
really,
somebody else
so
pointed out real quick.
It's delusional.
Steve.
We might be able to get to 10% wind and solar power, maybe 15, you know, maybe in the next 25 years. But, you know, they're going to go to 80, 90, 100% wind and solar. You know, by the way, you have to pave over the whole country with wind and solar panels to do that. How is that green, right? You're going to industrialize the entire landscape of America. You're going to have to build windmills and solar panels in Yosemite National Park. My God.
And then let's keep in mind, right, the environmental cost of both the the technologies that are needed to do this and the technologies to run, you know, electric cars. Anyway, go ahead, Steve.
No, you're right. We're going to have to fill the Grand Canyon with all the batteries that people I mean, I'm being serious here. Anybody who thinks that wind and solar power are green sources of energy, do you know how many minerals you need for that? Precious minerals, which, by the way, we have to get from China and Africa and these other countries because they don't want to allow us to mine for them here. So the whole thing is if you wanted to disable the American economy, you know, what they're doing on energy is a pretty good way to do it. And so part of their formula here is to basically try to bankrupt the oil and gas companies by putting leftist, you know, AOC type of people on the boards of these companies. And so they're putting like these radical leftists who hate the oil and gas industry on the boards of the oil and gas companies. And they're basically, what they're doing is voting for all these policies as board members that would actually destroy the companies. Now, that is an incredible fiduciary, you know, a violation of their fiduciary duty, right? If you're on the board of a company, you serve at the, you know, in the interest of the shareholders. How is what these people are doing in the interest of the shareholders of the companies?
Well, and that's exactly it, right? But of course, you know, they're going to get cover on this because the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, is pushing through these twin rulemakings on this.
Basically says that just so people understand this. So these ESG rules are basically saying you have to take into account environment, social justice, you know, racial issues. Look, I mean, we all want racial harmony. We don't want discrimination. We want a clean environment. But, you know, the United States, we've cleaned up our air and our water, you know, hugely over the last 50 years. I mean, we have the cleanest air and the cleanest water in the world today. And it's because we've become a rich country. And as we become richer, we spend more money on environmental protection. The countries that are destroying the global planet are China and Russia and these countries that don't. Do you think President Xi cares about climate change?
No, absolutely not. So let's turn our attention to the economy generally. Let's talk about inflation, Steve, and let's talk about what it really means down the road. I don't want to bum people out on a Thursday morning, but unfortunately, I think I'm going to bum people out on a Thursday morning. You know, obviously we know that there are some simple solutions to the issues of the energy sector, right? Which is to undo all of this, the bad juju that's going on. But overall, in terms of the economy, how long is it going to take to bring down inflation? I mean, how tough is it going to be over the next few years? And how long are we looking at this?
Yeah, I don't want to depress people either on a Thursday morning, but look, we're in a recession right now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of these economists saying, oh, we're in a recession, might be around the corner. Unfortunately, Jamie Dimon had it right. The hurricane is coming, and the hurricane is hitting landfall right now. He's the, you know, the head of J.P. Morgan. And it's all a result of Biden's policies. You know, it's not Putin. It's not, you know, the oil companies. It's this president came in with a radical socialist left-wing agenda. And, you know, I take this very personally because, you know, I served as one of the senior advisors for Trump on the economy. And we got it right. You know, we had a boom. We had a $6,500 increase in median household income under Trump. Wow. Did you know that? It was the biggest gain. And it's incredible how what we did. And that's after inflation. Under Biden, if we stay on the course we're on for the next, just the next 6 months, all of the gains that we made under Trump in terms of household incomes will have been destroyed. So we're going to see, we could see, because the first year alone, because of the high inflation, households lost about $3,000. Did you know that? That's what this inflation is costing the average family, about $3,000 a year. We have another year of that means we wiped out all of the gains in 2 years that we made under Trump. And so, you know, now the Fed has to raise rates to get, and incidentally, I think I said this on your show 8 months ago. We got to get serious about this inflation problem.
Oh,
remember they were saying was, remember the word was transitory?
Transitory.
Oh, it's going to go away. Don't worry about it. These people had their heads up their butts if they believe that. And now it's not getting better. It's getting worse. Its producer price index number came out yesterday, 10.5%.
Yeah, we're going to be.
Seen that since Jimmy Carter was in office. I mean,
we're
going to
be joined.
I don't know. Is it intentional what they're doing to our economy? Because if they're trying to destroy our economy, they're doing a pretty good job of it. Only 2 out of 10 Americans today, 2 out of 10 Americans believe the American economy is in the right direction. 8 out of 10 Americans think we're going in the wrong direction, and unfortunately, they're right.
Yeah, we are going to, next hour, we're going to hear from Bill Dunkelberg from the NFIB Research Center to talk about the small business.
Oh, I want to hear that interview because they do the survey of the small businesses.
Yes.
And, you know, I'd like to hear what the small business men and women are saying around the country because this is also a war against small business.
Stay tuned for that then, Steve, because I know you'll appreciate this. One of the things that I talked about with Tom Sullivan on Tuesday, and I know you guys at the, by the way, we're talking with Steve Moore, economist extraordinaire, affiliated with FreedomWorks, founder of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. I know you guys are working on the regulatory issues. It was one of the other things that the Trump administration got right. It was one of the reasons why, as things began to open up, the economy was able to rocket ahead.
But
this is one of the things, obviously, that the Biden administration is getting wrong. Talk about the issue of regulatory costs and how that also puts a hamstring on the economy.
Well, you know, we've had a interesting debate among those of us who helped Trump on the economy, which was more important, the tax cut or the deregulation efforts. And I think you could be as successful as those tax cuts were bringing down our, excuse me, our taxes on American businesses so they could be, you know, number one in the world. I do think it wasn't just the deregulation. It was Trump came into the, it's really actually very simple. Trump was pro-business.
Yeah.
He was pro-business. You know, he basically said, let's let business, no, we, you know, we didn't want business to pollute and da, 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 but we wanted to make them, and this was, you know, I love when Biden says, oh, we can't put those MAGA people back in charge, the MAGA agenda. Well, wait a minute, what, make America great again, what was that? Cut taxes, reduce regulation, secure the border, fight crime, make our cities strong again, get our businesses number one as we compete to better trade deals with China. What is it that you don't like about that, Joe Biden? I mean, you know, what is it about the MAGA agenda? You know, may not like Donald Trump. I know a lot of people probably listening to the show may not like Donald Trump. But when you look at his policies,
yes,
the policies were an enormous success. Everybody knows that now. So, you know, I talked to a lot of people saying, yeah, I voted against Trump because I just didn't like him. I liked his policy. I didn't like him.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
7. That's 800-901-6197.
With love I will build a wonderful thing that makes this life better for you and for me.
For 100 years and counting, Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has done so much for me and so many other kids.
I can dance. I can play games with my friends.
Because of Shriners Hospitals for Children, I have no limits, and I'm doing more than what I ever thought possible.
To find out more about how children in need are being helped every day, go to loveshriners.org today.
Though Fi no longer drives, he can still fly down the track. Staying fit helps Fi stay flexible in his ongoing fight with retinitis pigmentosa, a blinding retinal disease. But even when the way forward is hard to see, Fi is always hopeful, because he knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Fi, winning the fight against vision loss means seeing new ways to push himself. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN. Watch out for your family's health. Get your home tested. That's keeping it green.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream.
Very nice little Steely Dan. I am Andrew Langer in for Derek Hunter. We got another 2 great hours of the show. You're going to want to stay tuned for both of them. We're going to continue the conversation about the economy. We got messages coming in. We're going to take your phone calls as well. 1-800-922-6680. That's 1-800-922-6680. You can message me both when I'm on the air and when I'm off the air. Facebook.com/Andrew Langer Show. Getting some nice messages from folks. Today, going to be joined the next hour by Bill Dunkelberg from the NFIB Research Center. I'm going to talk about what we were just talking about with Steve Moore about the economy, but most importantly, how small businesses, we were the engines of the economy, right? When an economy is working, small businesses are the creators of 2/3 of all new jobs. But if they're not optimistic about the future, guess what? Hiring slows down if it doesn't, in fact, stop. So we're going to be talking with Bill Dunkelberg about that. Then we're going to turn our attention towards this gun debate. There's some crazy go-nuts, by the way. Crazy go-nuts quotes from people out there. Going to play something from John Mellencamp, something that he said later on. But we're going to be joined by Cam Edwards, formerly of NRA TV, now the editor and still the editor of Bearing Arms. So you're going to want to tune in for that as well. I am Andrew Langer. Taking your texts, taking your phone calls as I sit in for Derek Hunter right here on The Derek Hunter Show.
Well, you sold your timeshare under false pretenses, and your perceived dream vacation is now your financial nightmare? Stop wasting money on a timeshare that you never use. With just one call, timeshare defense attorneys may be able to provide a way out. Our team of lawyers has vast experience in the legal area of timeshare cancellation and will work with you every step of the process, freeing you from your unwanted or unusable costly timeshare. Stop draining your bank account with endless assessment and maintenance fees. Eliminate your timeshare interest legally and permanently. Timeshare defense attorneys has years of combined experience with many satisfied clients.
Our timeshare was an impulse buy.
We never used it.
It's like I was burning money with every payment.
Timeshare defense attorneys really knew what they were doing.
They were able to free us from our timeshare once and for all.
To exit your timeshare, call 800-691-9408. That's 800-691-9408. 800-691-9408.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.